with What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Los Angeles Rams face off against the New England Patriots on Sunday in the Super Bowl. But despite an impressive run, the Rams are still struggling to attract a local audience on television.
There's interest in the team, and their numbers are growing. But compared to other football markets, the Rams are far behind in the ratings.
Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Flint has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. U.S. stocks had their best January in 30 years. Gains by banks and small companies pushed the Dow up 7.2% and the S&P 500 up 7.9% for the month. January's results show investors favored sectors linked to the U.S. economy as trade tensions and concerns over global growth continue. Friday also brings the January jobs report, which will give us a picture of the U.S. jobs market during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Growth in cloud computing and advertising helped propel Amazon to its third record quarterly profit in a row. The company's profit in the latest quarter topped $3 billion. Amazon had a strong holiday season as it continues to move into the physical retail space. It's also carving out a larger share of digital advertising revenue. Oil trains are making a comeback as U.S. oil production rises above the capacity of area pipelines. October data from the U.S. Energy Administration shows an average of 718,000 barrels of crude oil a day traversed the nation's railways. That's an increase of 88% from the previous year. Recent growth is attributed to record shipments from Canada, as well as increases from North Dakota and the Permian Basin of West Texas and New Mexico. What makes a great Super Bowl commercial? Brian Buckley, who has directed 59 of them, says the key factors include having a perfect cast, developing a good story, and knowing the audience.
Understanding what the social and political climate is of that year, going into a Super Bowl commercial, is very, very important. In 2019, if I was to rub the crystal ball of advertising, I would say most likely, you know, hopeful work with a bit of humor is probably going to play the best.
For more of Buckley's reflections on some of the best Super Bowl commercials, from the Snickers ad featuring Betty White to Volkswagen's ad featuring a mini Darth Vader, check out the video on our website, wsj.com/video. And still to come, we'll talk more about why the Los Angeles Rams are struggling to find a hometown television audience. The Los Angeles Rams are headed to the Super Bowl in Atlanta on Sunday for the first time since 2002, but the team is still struggling to attract a local television audience. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Flint. Joe, as you note, the Rams have had an impressive run up to the big game on Sunday, but that still doesn't seem to be drumming up a TV audience locally. What were you able to find in terms of the recent ratings, and what can you tell us about some of the reasons why?
Well, the Rams moved here 3 years ago from St. Louis. Of course, they had been in Los Angeles for many decades up until the mid-90s. You know, there's interest in the team and their numbers are growing. But compared to other football markets, the Rams are far behind in the ratings. And you know, 2 weeks ago when the Rams were playing to get into the Super Bowl and they were playing the Saints, the biggest game in the franchise's, you know, in 3 decades, and it ended up losing in the ratings to the Patriots-Chiefs game. And I just thought that was very telling, that the Rams still have a long way to go to get Angelinos behind them. It's a tough market for a lot of reasons. One, it's really a Lakers and a Dodgers town, first and foremost. And two, the Rams, you know, when they left, there wasn't a lot of goodwill, and they have to win that back. And three, you know, the cliche of Los Angeles, but there's a lot here to do instead of sit in front of the television. So I think, you know, those are all factors here. Having said that, the other thing, as readers point out to me, that, oh, well, if the Raiders had moved to Los Angeles instead, there'd be big crowds. And there may be something to that. They still show Raider games here. And in many ways, L.A. is still kind of a Raider town after all these years.
Joe, what can you tell us about Rams viewership the first time they were in Los Angeles before they moved to St. Louis, and also how that compares to their viewership now since they've been back in Los Angeles since 2016?
Well, two things. One, the ratings for the Rams in St. Louis prior to moving to LA were much stronger than they are in Los Angeles right now. I wasn't able to go back, and I'm not sure how fair a comparison it would be to how the Rams are doing now versus what they were doing in the, you know, in the 80s and mid 90s. But one of the challenges were still there then. The Rams play at the Los Angeles Coliseum now, and that's where they played in the 70s and 80s. And a lot of the games were blacked out because they couldn't sell out the Coliseum. And that was why in 1980, the Rams moved south down to Anaheim, which is, you know, it's still the Los Angeles market, but it's 30 miles away from, you know, downtown Los Angeles. And there they were able to fill a much smaller stadium, but at the same time, out of sight, out of mind. When the, you know, that was sort of the first step of Los Angeles disconnecting from the Rams, when they left the Coliseum and Los Angeles proper and moved way down into Orange County.
So what do you think we can expect on Sunday during the Super Bowl and going forward thereafter?
Well, the good thing is that Los Angeles is a huge market. So even though the Patriots, Eagles, Bears, Lions, pretty much, you know, the majority of NFL teams have a higher percentage of viewers watching their team versus what LA is doing for the Rams, the fact that there's so many more people here, the actual number of viewers and real people is a, you know, decent number. I mean, yeah, it's a little complex, but New England, 35% of the New England TV audience is watching the Patriots, and that only, whereas 10% of LA is. But Los Angeles is so much bigger that in translation to real numbers, that 10%, you know, is a big number. So I don't see this affecting Super Bowl viewership. And if anything, I think the Rams being in the Super Bowl, and especially if they were to win, can only help the team in building its fan base here. But it is a big challenge.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Flint joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.